Your Bibles and turn with me to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 23. 2 Samuel 23. I was reading a few days ago and came across this passage of scripture and couldn't get it off my heart, and therefore felt that this is the passage that I want to try to deal with today. It's an amazing passage of scripture, and it is a passage that exhibits the love spoken of by the Lord in John 15:13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Now, King David is fighting. Just hold your place. Just turn back a couple of pages. 2 Samuel 21, verse 15. I want to just give you a little history very quickly upon what's going on here. 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 15. The scripture says, "Moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel. And David went down, and his servants with him, and fought against the Philistines, and David waxed faint." David is, he's weary. And turning back to 2 Samuel 23, obviously, this is the passage that we've looked at often. 2 Samuel 23, verse 1. "Now these be the last words of David." Obviously, this passage of scripture, we're going to be in chapter 23, just a few verses after that. So obviously, David is near the end of his life. Those were exactly the last words, but they were toward the end, because there were some things said after that. But I want us to look at this passage of scripture. David is king. He's toward the end of his life. He's fighting the Philistines. He's weary. He's tired. And I want to read verses 13 to 17 of an event that is an amazing passage of Scripture. And I pray that the Lord give us some understanding in it. We're looking for the gospel. We're looking for Christ, the glory of Christ. 2 Samuel 23, verse 13, "And three of the 30 chief went down and came to David in the harvest time unto the cave of Adullam. And the troop of the Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in an hold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, 'Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate.' And the three mighty men brake through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, took it, brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, 'Be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives?' Therefore he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men." Now, as a young man, young shepherd, David was from Bethlehem. That's where he's from. And surely he sat many times and drank from this particular well by the gate and refreshed himself with that water, but those days have long since passed. Now, here he is. He's king, a king that's bearing the brunt, humanly speaking, of the kingdom, the cares. And Bethlehem is occupied by the Philistines. But David, according to verse 13:14, David was then in a hold. He was in a stronghold. He's in this cave. And verse 13 said that three of the 30 chief, David had some mighty men that were with him. We just read just last message of one of them, Abishai. That was one of his mighty men. Had 37 mighty men. And whenever Shimei came out and started cussing David, Abishai said, "Who is this dead dog that curses my master, curses the king? Let me take his head off." Abishai was one of those mighty men. Well, these three mighty men right here, three of the 30 chief went down. And it tells who they are. I want you just back up with me just a little bit. And I want you to look at the mightiest. I'm going to show you that these three we're going to consider right here. These were the mightiest of the mighty. The scripture says in 2 Samuel 23 verse 8, "These be the names of the mighty men whom David have. The Tachmonite." Now that word, that title right there, is it means "Thou wilt make me wise." "The Tachmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains, the same was Adano. And Adano means his ornament. This man, Adano, the Eznite. Now listen what this man did. Here's one of, this is the three, again, I'll show you in just a second. These are the three mightiest of David's mighty. "He lift up his spear against 800 whom he slew at one time." Now that's what he did. He went against 800 men and killed them. And then the next one, verses 9 and 10, it says, "And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines that were gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil." Here was the second one. His name was Eleazar. His name means "God has helped." And then lastly of these three men, verses 11 and 12, it says, "After him was Shammah, the son of Agee, the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop where was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory." Now these are the three men. Now let me show you. Hold your place there and read First Chronicles. Turn to First Chronicles. Start going back toward Psalms, toward the middle. You're going to come to the Chronicles. 1 Chronicles 11. 1 Chronicles chapter 11, verses 11 and 12. The scripture tells us about these men. 1 Chronicles 11, verse 11 and 12. "This is the number of the mighty men whom David had: Jeshabaam and Hachmonite, the chief of the captains. He lifted up his spear against 300 slain by him at once. After him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, who was one of the three mighties." He was one of the three that we were just reading about. So these three men now have found themselves, and they've come down. The three mighties. And knowing that all scripture is concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the message. Let us consider him. in these blessed words, but in considering him, I'm going to just admit something to you right here. As I was studying, seeking the Lord's message for this particular passage of Scripture, I will admit to you right now, there's some things that I have seen, and I mentioned I started to break it up into two different messages, but I said, no, I won't exhaust it. I'm going to stay right here. But I pray that the Lord give us a glimpse of the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ in this passage of Scripture. We read what happened. These three mighty men, the mighties of David's mighty. And David is here in a hole. He's in a stronghold. The Philistines are out there. He's at war. He's tired. He's weary toward the end of his life. But here's David, a blessed picture and type of the chosen vessels of God's mercy. He's tired, he's weary, he's faint, the Scripture says, but he's in a stronghold. Boy, what a key point. He's in a stronghold. David, like all of God's sheep, we come to the end of this life. We were out here working yesterday. And all of us were admitting, you know, we're tired. We get tired. You're trying to do some things. It's hot. And we can talk about how things used to be. Yeah, I tell you, I used to be able to do this 18 hours a day. I can't no more. Not anymore. David's tired. But he's in a stronghold. And he, like all of God's people, he's found in the stronghold of Christ himself, the cleft of the rock. He's found and kept by God's good pleasure according to God's covenant of mercy. He's God's garden, hedged about. And he's in this cave. And David has of the mighties, he has here the three, according to Young's literal concordance, these 330 chief. It's 2 Samuel 23:39. It says these were the three of the 30 chief. And Young's literal concordance says three of the 30 heads. Three of those who were the chief, the heads, the captains, the mighties. Now, in all of these three heads, these three men, these three captains, these three mighty men, these three who were victorious, we read that. They were victorious in obtaining that which David longed for. It was the desire of his heart. And in those three mighties, I see a picture in those three right there of the glorious person of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's Word made flesh. He who is revealed to be the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Somebody would say, I don't see how you see three men as being a person of the Lord Jesus Christ. There, I can see that. I rejoice in seeing what these men do. David couldn't. Ain't no way. He's weary. He wore out. But there was three men. And of these three men, these were the mighties of his mighties, of his mighty men. One of them killed 800 men. One of them started killing men until his hand was just weary. And he did not turn loose that sword. These men were, they were men. Even, and they're David's friend. And they're going to watch out for him. And here, the Scripture sees, I see these three mighties. I think about this passage of Scripture. Isaiah 40, verse 13. Isaiah 9, 6, I'm sorry. Concerning the glory of the Lord Jesus. For unto us a child is born. He's a man. Man, flesh. A son is given. Son of God. And the government, that is, now look these words up so we could get them. And the government, the empire to prevail, the government shall be upon his shoulder. He'll burden it. He'll bear the burden. and his name, his position, his honor, his authority, and his character shall be called out, addressed, properly addressed. Wonderful. This is his name, Wonderful. That word wonderful, it means a miracle, a marvelous thing, a wonder. Counselor, he who deliberates, guides, and purposes. I see in the character of counselor. The scripture declares in Isaiah 40, 13, that those, I mean, I'm sorry, Romans 8:14, they that are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. The Lord in spirit, the mighty God, powerful champion chief, the everlasting Father, the Father of eternity. What do we call him? We call him exactly what Spirit of God says he calls. He's called. This is what we call him. What's his name? Unto us a child is born, a son is given, the government be up on his shoulder. His name shall be Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Head, Captain, Keeper, Steward of Happy, Friendly, and Welfare. He's all and in all. I see in these three mighties, I see a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, Almighty God, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. All and in all. Here's the unexplainable triunity of God. Our God revealed and known in the glorious persons of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Somebody said, well, you're going to have to explain the triunity of God to me. Well, you just not going to get it from me. I'm not going to explain anything. I'm going to tell you this is what God says. And I cannot explain him, but I declare him to be as he says he is. And I believe him. Scripture says when Jesus was baptized, he went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. One God revealed in three persons. And Isaiah says this is his name. Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That's his name. And these three mighty men, back in 2 Samuel 23, they went down, look in verse 13, and three of the 30 chief went down and came to David in the harvest time unto the cave of Adullam. They came down, went down. Here's these, they went down in the scripture of this account in 1 Chronicles 11:15 says that they went down to the rock. They went down to the rock. Here it says they went down under the cave of Adullam. They went down where David was. He was in a stronghold. He was in a safe place. He was upon the rock, founded in Christ. And they going down as David's mighties. Here is the beholding of the faithfulness of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to God's covenant of mercy, who humbled himself as the servant of Jehovah, the one who was upheld by his Father. He came to his elect, those in whom his soul delighted, made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant made in the likeness of men. And these three mighties, these three mighty men, they were there for their king. They were there for David. And here comes these three mighties. And whatever it takes to save him and to provide for him and to deliver him, that's what they're there for. And you're going to have to get through them to get to him. And that's the way it is with us. And they were there because the troop of the Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim, in the valley of giants. And these Philistines that represent the strongholds of Satan that God alone pulls down in the deliverance of his sheep, these strongholds of spiritual ignorance and carnal wisdom and lust of these eyes and pride of life, the cares of this world. It said in the garrison there were some out there in front of David, and then on the other side was Bethlehem. And there was a garrison, the scripture says, of Philistines in Bethlehem. So here's where we are. Here's David, he's in a stronghold, and these three mighties are there. They're for him. And the scripture says in verse 15, and David longed. And he said, "Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." David expressed his heart. You know, he expressed that surely he thought back. Remember when I was a boy, when things were a whole lot simpler, and I'd go out there and tend the sheep. And he had animals, lion, bears come up. Lord, give him deliverance over them. But he thought about home. Thought about the way he was when he was a boy growing up. And it was, the scripture says in verse 13, these three, the three of the 30 went down, came to David in harvest time. It was hot. And he's tired. And he's thirsty. But he's thirsty for water from one particular place. "Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem." One by the gate. I'm sure water, somebody say, "Well, I you could just about drink from any well, you know." You know, a believer, he desires to drink from one well. But one well. Christ himself. "Oh, that one would give me to drink from the well of Bethlehem." That well that David spiritually thirsted for was that well that set forth the Lord Jesus Christ. The well by the gate, by the door, opening into the house of bread. That word "gate" right there is from a root word that means to split or to open. And David thirsted, surely he thirsted spiritually for him that would come into this world and give his life, lay down his life for the sheep. And that drink from that well spiritually, the only thing that spiritually satisfies is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That blood that washes the needy sinner white before God. "Blessed man, eat of my flesh and drink of my blood." And our Lord said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." And with the desire that David had, a desire to drink of that well, of that well in Bethlehem by the gate, it was a specific well. And the scripture says in verse 16, he expressed his longing. And I don't doubt, immediately, those three men, with purpose, because of love for him, it said, "And the three mighty men break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord." I think about those three mighties. They heard their king say, "I wish I had a drink of water from this well, this particular well." And buddy, they moved. They got up and they broke through. The scripture says we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Psalm 44:5 says, through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name we'll tread them under that rise up against us. These Philistines had set themselves against God's people. These Philistines represented all that opposes Almighty God's saints. The scripture says in Romans chapter 8, I'll read this for you. Romans chapter 8, verse 35, 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Now listen, that whale represented Christ. These men, these mighties represented Christ. The whale represented Christ. The water represents that blood. That's what David longed to drink. I want to drink. I want to remember spiritually. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecutions or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we're killed all the day long. We're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. These three mighty men, again, a picture and type of the glory of God in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. The scripture says they broke through and they got to the well. And they took the water out of it. They took it, that water that set forth, that refreshment, the blood, and they brought it to David. And what a picture of God's mercy and compassion to undeserving sinners. They brought that water, and David, he got the water. He got the water that he longed for, and he knew. He saw in type there was some that attained this that I could not have attained. God's people long to drink of Christ, and they know by the grace of God now I could have never attained that. I could have never had the pleasure to drink of that precious water, that precious blood that flowed from his side, to be able to contemplate the refreshment. Whenever the Spirit of God comes to God's people and he regenerates them, shows them who they are, who he is, what he's done, what he's been pleased to do. He loved them, gave himself for them, and he brought him that water. And when he saw that water, the scripture says, nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but he poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives? David said, this is what this I'm holding this water right here. This is the blood of these men. Life's in the blood. The blood is the Lord's. He said, this is the blood. This is what it cost. What did it cost our Savior that we might drink? His blood. The shedding of his blood. These men broke through. They laid down their lives, whatever it took. They bust through the line of the Philistines. They got to that well. They drew it out and they brought it to them. And David admitting, I'm not worthy to drink this. I'm not worthy. This is the Lord. I'll tell you what I thought about this morning. This was the same as that alabaster box that was a precious, precious ointment. A year's worth of wages. That woman took it and broke it and anointed it. And those disciples that got on to her. And the Lord said, you leave her alone. She did what she could. She's anointed me. She's honored me. And when he saw that water and he realized what these men did to get him a drink of water, he said, the one that this is worthy for is the Lord. It was a libation. I looked at it and it was an offering, a liquid offering unto the Lord, who is worthy of all the honor and the glory and the praise. These three men who pictures our precious Savior, they were willing to supply. They were willing to. He said, I can get a drink of water out of that well. Our Lord Jesus Christ came into this world as the substitute, the willing substitute, the willing servant of Jehovah. I laid down my life for the sheep. They were willing to do it. And I tell you one thing, based on what their account of what these men did, humanly speaking, one of them went up against 800 guys and killed them all. One of them sat there and started killing men till his hand was so weary and he never turned loose of that sword. These were mighty men. Not only were they willing to do it, they had power to do it. The Lord said, I have power to lay down my life and I have power to take it again. All power is given unto the Son from the Father, that he should give eternal life to as many as the Father has given him. These men were willing. These men were able. And they did it because they loved him. They loved him. They loved David. Our Lord Jesus came into this world because the Scripture says, for I've loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore I've drawn you. Betrothed you to myself. He loved us. Oh, the debt of gratitude that we owe unto him who is worthy. God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I pray that God give us some sight to behold the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here was a vessel of his mercy. David, picture of all of us. Here was these three mighty men, in all three of them. I'm not even going to separate them. All three of them, they all had one purpose. I'm here for him. They had one love. I love him. They had one desire. I'm going to serve him. Here was the servant of Jehovah who gave his life for us. I pray God bless it to our hearts for his glory and our good. Amen. Okay, Gary.